this isn't a therapeutic conference, so I won't go into detail on it, but Judith Herman has talked out of Harvard about 25 years ago on trauma and recovery, and she identified three broad stages: conditions of safety, conditions for reconstruction, that is, re-experiencing the trauma in a way that allows it to be incorporated, to be integrated, to be, if you will, psychologically digested, rather than put apart where it festers and where it interferes with functioning. It basically means the narrative, retelling the story under conditions of safety, where it can be re-experienced in a way that allows coming to terms with it in a better way. I'm speaking a little metaphorically, but these are very accurate ways of describing the healing process. It's very slow, but moving from safety to reconstruction is what we generally find to be the case. Then the third stage is reconnection. Reconnection with one's sense of past, even more importantly, reconnecting with a sense of the future, a sense of hope, reconnecting with one's own identity, reconnecting with the world around one, no longer feeling withdrawal, reconnecting with your feeling and with your internal experience. That under the torture, the victim shuts down from it. Under the recovery, they're able to move after the safety and the reconstruction and into the reconnection and become more fully functioning again. That's been our experience, and that's the theory that we find.